51 years old. More analysis on this story and much more at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott for partial time, but I've got my co-host here too, Gary Hayward. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
Gosh, it's great having you back. It's about 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here in Free Fire Radio, and our studio's here, and the phone lines are 530-605-4567 for those of you who are calling out of state and out of country. Country code is 01. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, 01.
God, I remember when I lived in Hong Kong, there would be like 20 numbers I'd have to call before I get to the States.
Now it's
and
just
then I was to the years you used to telex.
Oh, yeah.
Before computers, telex. It was a fortune. Anyway, welcome to the show, and Gary, so great to see you.
Thank you, Linda.
We're going to have a great show this morning, and I can't wait to hear what y'all are talking about because you have a chocked full schedule. I think our listeners are going to take great joy in hearing about what's been going on. But I'm going to give you a little update on the weather here. It's currently 45 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with our highs of around 60. Tonight calls for mostly clear with our lows of around 37. Saturday highs? The temperature to be around 62 with Saturday night around 39. Sunday calls for a sunny day, which is going to be beautiful with 66. Sunday night is around 66. And Monday is mostly sunny with our highs of 67. Tuesday calls around 61. Now, Tuesday night looks like we've got rain coming back in. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 40 on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday and Thursday. So the forecast for next week looks for rain, but we're going to have a sunny weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, they are our weather sponsors. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now we go to our portion of our Friday morning with Amy and Pet of the Week from Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
That is an adorable dog.
All dogs are adorable.
I'm watching this dog.
She's so cute.
She is laying up against you. She's small. She's what, gray and white?
Yeah, kind of a muted brown.
Yeah.
Like a muted tan.
A chihuahua. I was trying to figure that out. Yeah. I mean, what color is it?
It's kind of,
kind of a cool color.
Yeah, it is a really cool color. It's not really that common either. So this is January that I have with me today. She's a 3-month-old chihuahua mix. And like most puppies, she's rated for a home with children of all ages. So she's what we call a green star. And she is actually already spayed and chipped and everything and ready to go. And she is adorable.
Look at this. Look at this face.
She's sweet.
Look at that.
I know.
Look at that. I mean, I think that she's just, you know what? Somebody needs to come down and get this dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, someone will come get her today.
I was checking her out, but my dog would kill me if I brought her.
You'd get the silent treatment.
Get the silent treatment
from Fido, huh?
And she's wearing a pink little sweater. She's very girly and very sweet. And you, like I said, she's a real kisser. And January is ready to go today. And of course, your adoption ready to go today means, what does that mean? Share with us, Amy.
So that means that she's fully vaccinated, that she is microchipped. She's had her health check. She's been spayed. So she is ready to walk out the door, and she's ready to go, which means, you know, she's got everything done that she needs to get done to ensure that she's got a happy, healthy little life.
Well, she looks like she's happy. When I reached over to pet her, she has licked my fingers, and she's very happy.
Now she is a real kisser.
Oh, she's looking around now, just clean your makeup right off the face. Yeah, look at that face. She's got that. You know how dogs will look at you out of the corner of their eye, like they're watching and they're going, "What's going on here?" But I'm ready to lick you if you come near me.
Yes. So I would like to.
She's adorable. The way she's looking up at you, with the way she's got her face pushed into your arm, look at that. You know, she's already learned. She's already learned.
I would take her home.
I would take her home.
Now I have to.
Now you have to take her home. Look at that.
Ugh,
Hey, everybody.
Thorough.
You want a good little dog. Jared. Jared's looking at her.
Jared's looking at her.
Jared usually looks at dogs.
Yeah.
But just kind of like, you know, eh. Today he's looking at that dog. Jared, if I pay the adoption fee.
If I didn't already have two dogs, then
oh, okay.
She's cute.
Give us the hours again of Haven Humane because you want to come see this dog or if you're looking to adopt. February's coming along. You know, the weather's starting to change. So it is a great time to adopt a pet.
Yes, it is. So it's Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5 is when we're open. Our kennels open at 11 for visiting. And Wednesdays we're actually open until 7, so that's really nice.
Cool.
So,
and I think you're going to start opening on Sundays, did you say?
I don't know.
I think maybe not. Maybe I'm getting this
because I know we're open Saturdays.
You're open Saturdays, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I want to say a special thank you. I doubt that she's listening, but in case she is, she's probably on her way to school. Lily Crook from North Cow Creek Elementary started a fund for Haven Humane with her classmates, and she had lost her puppy. So she started a donation box around the school for people to bring anything for puppies, for dogs, for dishes, leashes, collars, bowls,
wow.
You know, fun things like that. And she's actually gotten in a lot of them, and we are going to go pick up today. A lot of the donations that the school has made. So we just want to say thank you to her and how.
You should take January there.
I should. How outstanding that she's 11 years old and thinks of other people that, you know, besides herself. So that's a big accomplishment.
How sweet is
and it's
that,
very.
Huh? That's pretty cool.
It's very inspiring.
I just love, you know what? People do things you never hear about. And what's her name again?
Her name is Lily Crook.
Lily? Big shout out from here. And we'll even ring the bell, which we do very rarely.
Oh. That's a big deal, Lily. I've never had the bell rung.
That's right. And it, I've had my bell rung a few times. And Gary's had his bell rung several times, but never have we rung the bell. So, anyway.
That was my first time having you ring the bell.
That was it. You know what? You got to come in. This was for Lily. So,
awesome.
All right. Hey, look, everybody, go on down to Haven Humane. This is a cute dog. I doubt if she will be there at Haven Humane more than a day.
She's super sweet. She'll go home
today,
I'm sure.
She's like a low-priced house on the river. Gone.
Gone. Thank you guys so much, and have a great weekend.
You bet. Hey, Garrett, it's so good having you back.
Oh, it's really good to be back.
You know, we need to get on a more regular basis, but the way you travel, because you've just been everywhere. You've been just got back.
In the last week, it was just a marathon, and I'm glad I don't have to travel a lot for work, but the things I traveled for were great, and it's been a great start to the year. So,
super.
You know, things are looking really good, and where things are going.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to catch up. In this next segment about where y'all are on your project because it's huge.
Oh, great.
And some other things that are going on. And then we have a new business here. It's called Tutors R Us. I shouldn't say that. But it's for tutoring children in our area here. And it's a new business that was started by a couple, and they'll be in here. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Jack Potter, chairman of the tribe?
Yes. Chairman of Redding Rancheria.
Redding Rancheria.
I spent the last couple of days with him, too. So
And there's a bunch of things happening on the national level. I can't wait to hear what Jack says about that. You know, he's pretty laid back, but, you know.
He gets involved.
He gets involved, as we all should. Okay, we'll be right back now. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And Sleep Number, you can't find a better bed than they have at Sleep Number. I tell you what, with the adjustable beds they have, and the adjustable air mattresses. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, and you can adjust it to anything. It goes from 100 to 0. Now, 0 is kind of like a warm glove around you as you sink down into it, and 100 is a firm mattress. You know, last night we slept on 100 because I forgot to adjust it, and Linda wakes up and she goes, "Did you adjust the mattress last night?" And, of course, you know, here we go. It's because men handle the remote. And
yes.
This has got a remote thing, so you know, sometimes I forget. Anyway, with the Sleep Number and the Sleep IQ technology, you're never going to get a better night's sleep. It's one of the three pillars of health, diet, exercise, and sleep. And you're not going to find anything better than Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Brian Janis or any of the highly trained professionals that are in there. And find out why Sleep Number is number one bed rated by Consumer Reports. All right, we'll be right back. Gary Hayward and myself, Carl Bott.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here this morning on Friday, the 27th of January, and it's about 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 45 degrees, going up to 60 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful weekend.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it going to be nice? Now, I would like to do a huge shout-out to my sister. It's her birthday today.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to, you know, do this shout-out. I'm not going to say how old she is. But she's 66. Okay.
That's awesome.
Anyway, you know, so, okay, this is how brothers do. Last year. Just went by. And then it was like, oh, my gosh, I missed my sister's birthday. I mean, we're not a big group on sending cards and all that, but we call. And but she took her birthday off of Facebook.
Oh, geez.
And that was – I think that is cheating when you do that.
Oh, I
because
agree.
Usually, you know,
I agree.
You know, come on. You know, you can't – but it's my sister. Anyway, so, you know, now I had alarms going off on my phone and on the computer. I was starting a week ago. Sandy's birthday next Friday. Sandy's birthday Friday. Sandy's birthday day after tomorrow. I mean, this. So anyway, happy birthday, sis. You are a great sister. I can't even say how much I love you.
That's awesome.
Now, for people who are asking who Gary Hayward is, oh, okay, Gary Hayward is. Well, you were the general manager out there at the Wind River Resort and Casino, but now you're. You're still that. Plus, you're the chairman of the development?
President. Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
There you go.
That's all the businesses the tribe is involved in, wow. Corporations.
Now, give us an update on the new project here.
Oh, yeah.
On the five.
Well, the great thing is it's
it's in the register, the Federal Register. The notice of intent was filed. So where we're at right now is we're going through the final environmental reviews, which is going to take approximately a couple years to finish. But we've been working on this since 2000, and don't hold this to me, probably 2004 or 5, we've been working on getting this property into trust so that we could do further economic development. So it's not just the casino. It's actually the casino with a retail element to it that we're working on as well.
Now, is this a big retail element?
It is, and we haven't actually plugged in the name yet,
but we
definitely want it to fit in the North State well.
Let me think what that would be. Recreation. Let me think. What could that be?
I have a
maybe
preference.
You have to. Yeah, so do I. Something maybe you have to drive for 3 or 4 hours to get to.
Yes.
And there'd be one here.
Yes.
Hey, that's great. Now the you said it's going to be another 2 years.
Well, and that's a short period of time when you think about it, because in 2 years, that's about the period of time it's going to take us to probably finalize the design of this development. So we've started that process. So our intent is to be ready to pull the trigger when everything's approved.
Is the city and county helping you out here? How much do you interact with them?
We interact a lot with the city and county. We have agreements already in place with the city for infrastructure like sewer, water, electric. All that stuff is in place currently with us, and we would hope that we would be able to extend those as we develop further in the North State. And they've been great. I'll tell you right now, the city and the county, the relationships that we have, which we've all been working on for the past 25 years, is great. I mean, it's really nice to be able to have a candid discussion government to government and get the same back from them. And it's been great.
That's great. Because I tell you what, if God had tried to make the earth through Shasta County and the city of Redding, you and I would be insignificant little pieces of amoeba still, because that's how long it takes things to get through here. It wouldn't be he rested on the seventh day. We wouldn't be past number 1.5 right now. So if you could get things done, buddy.
You've built
me a mountain here. Yeah.
and it's crazy, but I think there's a lot of developments out there in the queue that the community doesn't know about that I think would be awesome for the city and the county to get out there.
To tell people things are happening.
There's things in the queue that are fantastic things that are going to happen that are going to be great for this community.
You mean with you or other things?
Other things, too, that are in the same area that we're building.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's those kind of things need to be advertised a little more, need to be bragged about a little more.
We just got another thing. Shasta County, one of the worst counties in California because of smoking, that type of thing. And there's so many other things that are happening that are good. And you're right that, we need to extol the virtues of our area.
Right.
Because there's a lot of neat things going on.
I'm not here because it's so horrible. I mean, I see a lot of good in this. Can go down south, go to some of these other communities and stay for a couple days and you'll want to come home.
You were just down in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
Oh, just like always. It's just crazy, horrible. Yeah. I mean, if you're not in the seminar or retreat that you're at, I wouldn't want to be there. I just don't like that. I don't like all that crowd and traffic and
having to fight your way through things.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's, people don't realize. Here we complain.
Oh, yeah.
If you get caught.
Oh, yeah.
In a traffic light. I've had to wait. One time I had to wait 28 seconds, before I could pull out onto the road.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at, you want to just kind of like, floor it and get out there. But you know what? I mean, you think about it, it's like 28, 30 seconds that you've had to wait.
Uh-huh.
But if you're in some of these bigger towns, 28 or 30 seconds, my gosh, you start shaving. You have to shave again before when you're trying to make a 5-mile trip.
Exactly. All I see is good here at home. So it's, there's just a lot of great things for us to be thankful for. And I think sometimes we forget about it,
until you
go away.
Now, when you all move forward to the 5,
yes,
you're not just shutting down. And this is for people, there's so many that say, who's Gary Haywood?
Right.
So what happens to the last campus there?
So what will happen is we will close that campus as a casino. but we are in the works right now of determining what we're going to convert that into. There's different things we've talked about. There's nothing in writing yet, but, you know, things like assisted living, things like that, or, mm-hmm. or other things that might support the tribe, you know, the sure. sort of things the tribe's doing on the medical side, things like that. So we're really right now in the process of vetting out what is going to take place with that, you know.
But, could be, a place for senior citizens there, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's got a, you know, would have a galley there, a facility to feed and
we
nice
can
rooms.
Convert the yeah. rooms into something, you know,
sure.
for them that's more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And so we're right now that things have became more of a reality for us on the five,
mm-hmm.
because we've been working on this for a long time, it's pushed us to make something down there change as well with that. So we're in the process of
great.
Of defining that right now.
You know, you live in our community here. You all play a big part in the community. The ARC, and you've been gone, so I don't know if you know this or not, but the Adult Rehabilitation Center, that 64-bed jail facility, was yeah. canceled.
Oh,
I know. I know you just got back last night.
That. Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
I know you just got back last night. That got canceled.
Wow, that's a bummer.
Yes, and they and the county's going on strike. You know, next week. We'll talk a little bit about that. But
wow.
What is there anything? This is because there's a question here. Because you all are really good at what you're doing, and I don't know what it would be. It's like mentoring the leadership of this whole area. But do you see Wind River having and being able to do anything about any of this?
You know, I think we definitely need to sit down and talk about that issue. Because when I heard that was going to take place, I was overly ecstatic about
yeah.
it, and I thought, great, that's going to be awesome for the community. It not taking place concerns me, and I think we need to get involved, and we need to have a talk. I think that'll be part of our next discussion is there anything we can do to make that stay online? Because it's such a fantastic thing. I mean, what an impact for the community. And I was overly, like I told you, just, wow, I can't believe they're doing it finally. That's great.
Yeah, and so what's happened
bummer.
Is not only that, with that happening, with the, you know, at the courthouse, of course, has been canceled again for another year or so. So we've got, so we can't do anything. And so I'm, you know, I wrote yesterday to the, or 2 days ago, to the Board of Supervisors and said, can you all come on? I mean, I understand your reasoning. There's not going to be money in this, but can one or more of you come on and tell our citizens what the plan is? And so far, I've only heard back from one of them.
Really?
Which is, not really.
Wow.
I guess I sent it to Larry Lee and, you know, of course, Dave Kehoe and Leonard Modi and Steve Morgan and Les Baugh and Mary Rickard. Mary's the only one that's come back and said,
wow.
Hey, Carl, I just got back from this. And, you know, and really, I wasn't even going to send it to Mary and Steve because they just got there.
Right.
You know,
right.
But she's the only one that's responded unless there's going to be something coming in now. I don't know how hard it is just to say, what's our plan going forward here?
Right.
You know, I mean, the city doesn't have a plan because once D failed,
right,
that was it. So we have no plans. Well, there's only, you know, the only people that are really planning and moving forward are private individuals or, you know, Rancheria is, and then private individuals or companies that are moving forward. So I don't know.
Well, I would hope that they would at least take a step back and say, okay, what other community partners could we get together with and talk about how to make this happen? I'm about making things happen.
Yeah, I know.
Not about canceling and then stepping away from things. You have to look at what your resources are around you and what your relationships are and, you know, make some calls. Reach out.
We have somebody who says, we have what we need. We just need the will to use it. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that, but we'll see. Hey, I'm here with Gary Hayward. Gary is the president of the Rancheria Development Corporation, which is just expanding out and doing all types of great things.
Yeah.
He's already told us is that they're trying to bring another business in, which he can't name yet, but it'll be
as soon as I can, it'll
soon,
be out there.
Soon, you know, but it'll be a cool place that, you know, perhaps you can go in and look around and see things.
Try things out.
Yeah, all those things, you know. We'll be able to do all that there. Anyway, and the difference between a private industry, well, it's not an industry really, but, you know, being able to move forward with stuff because you have a vision. Because you were telling – Gary and I have been – friends for several
years.
Quite
a while now. Yeah.
And
been great.
You've told me a while ago, this is what the vision is.
Yep.
And I've watched you progress steadily forward with it.
And it's happening, but, you know,
it's not.
It takes time.
It takes time, but at least it's a vision and you have set goals in between.
Right, and the way I look at it with a vision, you pause, you don't step back. You might pause and then move forward again, but you don't step back.
There you go, buddy.
Because you have that to shoot for.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here at 7:30 in the morning on the 27th of January, which, of course, is the birthday of my sister. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Helms Helpers. Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's a short period of time because you've been working out and you've just, you know, you've totally wrecked your back or you've gotten a knee injury and you're down for two or three weeks or a week, you need somebody to come in and help. It's Home Helpers. But they really, really are really super in the long-term in-home health care for people that need to stay in their homes or want to stay in their homes, but they need some assistance. That's Home Helpers. Everyone personally interviewed, everyone background checked, have all the insurance and everything that you would need to have somebody in your home. And Sharon Clark has just done an outstanding job with Home Helpers. It's locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call at 226-8350, Home Helpers. I'll be right back with Gary Hayward and our next guest.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager at the Cascade Theater, and I would like to invite you to join us for the second annual Signature Gala. This classy and exciting event will be held on Saturday, January 28th. Dance the night away and sip on complimentary champagne and snack on past hors d'oeuvres while you mingle with friends and bid on a fantastic selection of live and silent auction items, including autographed posters of some of the most renowned musical artists to visit the Cascade Theater. Then get your dancing shoes on because our DJ will have you dancing into the night. This elegant evening cannot be missed. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the theater's ongoing restoration and preservation projects and will assist in bringing the big names and music right to your front door. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Mark your calendar for the annual Signature Gala, January 28th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward, my friend and my co-host today.
Glad to be back.
Good. I'm glad you're here. You've been so busy. We've got a big catch-up on what you all were doing, where we are in the project there, and things moving forward. It's going to be still 2 years.
Yeah, which that's
but
really
that's a short period of time.
In development time. That's hey, like I said, tomorrow. Snap your
it's
fingers.
It's a good thing God did not try to go through the planning departments of Shasta County and Redding, or we'd still be we wouldn't be out of the ocean right now or the murky depths. We'd, because there'd be a hold up there. They'd be having to get a permit for something. Hey, we're here with Andrew and Bridget. Are you all together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jacobsons? Married. Like the Jacobsons then. Okay. Yes. I didn't ask that, but I should. And you all have something new. It's everyone can learn with the right approach. Tutor Doctor. Tell us about that.
Yes. Everyone can learn is the core belief of Tutor Doctor. I wanted to start a business that allowed us to continue to make a positive difference for kids in my community. I've taught kindergarten, first and second grade, and I was a staff member for Girl Scouts of Northern California for 10 years. I'm excited to tell you how our new business is going to make a positive impact in the Redding area.
Yeah, and I have a lot of business background. I've owned several businesses in...
Just get in there closer, buddy.
That's all right, in the Redding area. Uh-huh. And I was kind of semi-retired, and my wife decided that, you know, teaching was becoming... You know, the education system in our county and in California, it's a rough deal. It's tough for kids to get the individual learning that they need. And she was struggling as a teacher to, you know, just to get the day done. So we decided to combine our efforts.
Yeah, you got a lot of different things going on when you teach. I taught here. Did you know I taught here in Shasta County?
No. Wow.
I was a substitute. I have my degree and my certificate. And so when I first got back out of Iraq, Fallujah. Yeah, I've seen your substitute teaching.
That'd be a cool substitute teacher.
Well, I tell you what, there was probably a couple of, you know, it's after, you know, I taught, it's the cool thing about substitute teaching, you teach different classes all the time. Mm-hmm. But I could have taught every day because, you know.
I'll bet you it was fun.
It was. I tell you what, anywhere from U Prep to Oasis to Juvie.
Wow.
In 1 week, I'd have that. Wow. You know, so you go from like kind of the cream over there of kids that are learning to ones that are having some problems to the ones that are come in orange coveralls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
keeps you on your toes.
It is. But the idea of having tutors out there for people, you know, because teachers don't have enough time and there's a lot of other things going on. Things are moving fast. So the idea of having some help out there is a good idea.
They really don't. Having raised two children and seeing them go through all that and then they're in the college side of things. It was a bummer because when I was going through school, I hate to say back then, but it seemed like the teachers had more time. But every time I turned around, there was an admin day, there was this, there was that. And it was just so they could keep up with all the bureaucracy that was created, you know, over the years. And it was a bummer because the kids are the ones who lose. And so we had to acquire some tutoring just to help them progress through some of those rough times. So it's good to see a new business in town that caters to that.
And I had tried to find tutoring for my daughter when she was in school, and I had a hard time finding tutoring.
Right.
So.
And it is. There's a shortfall for that. You know, so it's a good thing to see.
Yeah, our research shows there's really not a lot of tutoring options here in Redding. And, you know, the teachers are having to teach to the middle of the classroom. You know, they have to teach to the middle, and the kids on the outside of that are falling away.
Exactly. And the ones that are bright when you go into the middle, I mean, you can try and put them in the advanced placement classes when they get older, I think. But I'm not sure how it is in elementary school, you know, because you do teach the middle. The ones that are – this is bright, now they're bored. And the ones are on the other end of it that, you know, for whatever reason, are having problems grasping that. So it goes on both ends. And it could be across the financial spectrum, too. So, okay, so how did we know now how it got started. So how does it work?
So we offer personalized attention that children require to thrive. We believe that supplementary education in a one-to-one environment is essential for most students to excel in school. Many tutoring companies offer after-school classroom lessons to support their students in small groups, but by offering one-to-one tutoring, our students get full attention from their tutor. We can tailor the program to the student's learning style, and we can focus not only on their current academic plan, but dig deeper and find out what's missing academically from the past and create a program to fill those things.
Now talk to me. I took away your paper. Now talk to me.
So
how do you do this? When you meet a child, you probably do an assessment then.
Right. We do an assessment that's an industry leader, and we find where the missing pieces are in the child's education, and we do kind of a presentation for the family and show them a building blocks type thing where we show how when the missing pieces and the blocks are there, how it can all fall down, kind of like a Jenga puzzle. And once we do that and we show the parents,
that's
then
cool.
We match the tutor. We have our tutor. Our tutors are employees, by the way, too.
Yeah.
So we actually interview them. We go through a rigorous process, background check, do all the stuff, whereas some of the other tutoring companies that are available around here, they literally have never met them. They're in different states. They're just hiring them as independent contractors. We have a relationship with our tutors.
So you're using local people here that have obviously passed your background investigations and everything, mm-hmm. because you're not putting a kid with somebody that hasn't had a background investigation.
Have a background check.
Yeah, background check with them, because you want to make sure that there's no problems there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That business would go out just like that. So you do that initial test with the child. And a lot of times it could be just one subject or it could be several. Is that
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It can be multiple subject. And then we match the tutor individually. We even do a learning style test as well. And we also match them. Let's say the child is into football, baseball, some kind of sport. We'll actually try to match them with a tutor that has a background in that as well so that they can identify with the child and really connect with them. The other part of our program that's completely unique is called the X-Skills program. And our X-Skills program teaches kids, the first thing they start with is to figure out how to organize, time manage, and get everything set up so that all their other subjects are working, firing on all cylinders, so we can focus on the subject they're having trouble with.
I'd like to
and
take
that's
that
unique.
Class. Me I'd
too.
Like to take that class. Would you like to take that
I
class?
I could use that.
That's
right.
What I thought. I thought I needed that
class
too.
We can have a group class of everybody here at the station and our friend.
That's
okay.
Right.
Now, so y'all just kicked this thing off? Or how long? I mean, just
we
starting,
did.
Right?
Just last week we were in Canada for our final in-class training. It's based out of Toronto, mm-hmm. Ontario, in Canada. And then we're off and running now and trying to get the word out about what we're doing.
That's
okay.
Fantastic.
Well, this is one good way of doing it, huh?
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? We like to see, you know, one, education is, knowledge is good, from Animal
yes.
House. You knew that one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Other people look at me crazy. Gary knows what I'm talking about. But this is also something, now, are they different for different subjects or different levels or what?
Basically, the way we do it is because we are a completely customized system. Once we assess a child, like we were talking about, we figure out how many hours they need, and basically our program would be tailored to that. So the pricing is going to matter on the amount of hours they're going to be tutored.
Do you guarantee success?
We guarantee improvement, but we can't guarantee success because the child's got to put in the effort, obviously.
Right. And that can be the hard part.
Well, yeah.
An improvement might be success in
yeah.
some cases.
Well, a tool. You're giving
people,
them
right?
the tools, that's, at least.
Right. Right. But the one thing that's different about Tutor Doctor is we really are trying to get these students from A to B, whereas a typical tutor will do homework help and things like that. We're really taking a look at the entire student and trying to move them from needing tutoring to being able to walk on their own and move forward with the subject without the help of tutoring. So we have an endpoint in sight, hopefully.
And preparing them for that next level in some cases.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And we
that's
do test prep as well, you know, ACT and SAT prep tests as well. Test prep. I said it backwards.
Yeah. Well, what about this? How far up in your tutoring scale do you go? Like if I wanted to take my LSATs, do you have tutors for that?
It's all subjects, all ages.
That's my law.
Oh, that's
my
fantastic.
Law. Mm-hmm. Going to law school.
Wow.
So we're starting, you know, building the program, focusing on the schools and with kids and, you know, high school kids and elementary school kids. But it's a program that's meant to encompass all ages.
Are you advertising? So where do you get? And so all your instructors or tutors will be from around here, right?
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
So do you advertise? So you must be looking for some.
Yeah, right? we found some prospects on Indeed. We found them in local job search, Craigslist, different places where we've started. But we're not really going full bore with our recruiting right now because until we have students ready for them, we want to have work
probably a good
for
idea,
them.
Huh?
Yeah, and definitely
it's a balance. We're gonna.
So when you hire somebody, right. do you guarantee them so many hours, or is it? You know, that kind of thing.
You know, that is a little bit of a tricky subject, but this is really more of a side money for these.
Right.
Of these whether they're in education or not, they have
they
another job.
They could be teachers.
They will
doing
be.
This.
Some of them will be teachers, yeah. and they'll have other jobs, and they'll do this make money side. But they definitely will be part-time employees.
Right. No, I understand
yeah.
that. No,
yeah.
no, that makes sense.
And mm-hmm. that's our goal, to have 3 to 4 students probably per tutor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. I'm here with Bridget and Andrew Jacobson, and they have started the tutor doctor right here in town. How do people get a hold of you?
So call us to schedule your free consultation. Our number is 530-723-7703. You can check out our website for more information, www.tutordoctor.com/Reading. You can like us on our Facebook for up-to-date Tutor Doctor Reading promotions, useful education-themed information, and I want to put a lot of inspirational stuff on there.
I do want to say one last thing. That, you know, Tutor Doctor is a large franchise network that's in 15 countries. And go to our website, learn about Tutor Doctor, because it's an amazing company, and they really do things differently. It's really a resource for Reading.
And you went through training up there with them. So, I mean, it's obviously that they've got, you know, that they have a system that works. And you've gone through that.
Absolutely.
Okay. In 2 months of training, even pre-training before that.
Yeah.
Before them in month, 1 month training in Canada.
Wow. So. Gary, you and I we could probably help. We could probably teach. I'm not sure what we could teach. You could teach the mixed martial arts.
It's been a while.
Mixed martial arts or something. I could teach them shooting.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how
that
that's
mix. Gonna, I don't know how that mix would go.
I don't know how that works. I'm not sure you get degrees in that.
Well, if you need to make some extra money, you can get a hold of us.
Okay. Now, and again, what's the phone number?
530-723-7703.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot for this tutor
awesome.
Doctor. I think we need it, you know, because you're going to keep obviously there's a need for this.
We really do need it.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience at the tribe, they're always looking for this service. So I'm going to get your card to them when I get back, and you'll be hearing from the education director.
And maybe I could get your card so I can get you more information.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We can do that. All right.
Hey,
we're going to take a break here. Yeah, Gary Hayward and myself. This portion of the show is brought to you by our local Dish Satellite business, B&T Satellite, a better-known business that says don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. Ask about how you can save $100. That's right, $100, and help a local veteran save $100 also. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with Dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for Dish, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized Dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys.
Can't buy me love.
Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. We have Carl Bott and Gary Hayward co-hosting this morning, and this is Linda Bott, and I'm just here to be the weather girl. We've got such a full show, people coming in and out, but I wanted to tell you that it's currently 46 degrees, and today we are going to have a high of 60, and as I read the forecast at the top of the hour, beautiful and clear week. Rain is predicted for next week, though, so enjoy your beautiful weekend. Tonight is going to be lows of 32. Want to tell you something really that I'm very excited about, and that is about the Wind River Resort and Casino's new spa. And, Gary, it's called the Wind River Retreat.
Yes, Linda, yep.
And you guys have taken over the management. Now, I've been in the spa before. It's the only steam room.
Yes, it is.
And I am a steam room freak.
Me too.
I mean, I go wherever I go in
any. I was wondering what that screaming was going
on in
there.
No, in any city. You know what's really cool? You get in there, you get your robe, and you.
It is a steam room.
It's a fabulous. I mean, that, and then the cucumber water and the steam room. It's. I don't know. I've always just loved steam rooms. Way over saunas.
Yeah, and it's a great. And you can go back and forth, you know, to your dry sauna, to your steam room.
Right.
Take a shower in between, run back in there, hop in.
And then plus all the wonderful treatments. You have beautiful treatment rooms. And the little waiting area in there. And so tell us what, I'm thrilled about this. And I want to say that this is launching next month.
It's actually soft open now. So you can call and make appointments.
Ooh.
Right now, the grand opening is February 1st. So
okay.
That's the grand opening. It has been open since for 3 years now, since we opened, but it was under other
management.
Other management.
And we've gone through there.
We took it in-house, and I think it's going to be that much more fantastic because we're going to take it that much more personal.
Wow.
And I think everybody's going to love it when they come in, and we want feedback, and we want you to come in. It's going to be great. The girls are so excited down there right now. And it's funny, my daughter actually works in there. She's one of the supervisors. She called her mom up last night on our way home from Sacramento, and she's like, I need you to get in here. I want you to get in here and get your nails done.
Oh, man.
We open at 10. And my wife's like, well, I can't turn that down. So, of course, she's going to be there at 10 this morning when it opens for her.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I think more and more we're looking at the fact that spa treatments, massage, deep tissue massage, having if you are not able to keep your feet in good condition, it's important to have you're a pedicure, and men think that this is just foo-foo caca. It's not. I mean, my father, who's 85 years old.
I think you better dump that. I'm not sure that was a good word.
Well, that's like,
okay. Yeah, it's okay.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So anyway, my dad is starting to have them because he's 85 years old.
Your dad has always been in
touch
with
you. And my dad wears a size 12 shoe, so he's got these gnarly feet. And my mom, so anyway, he does that a couple times a year, and it's like becoming more, I think, acceptable that it's not just that kind of thing.
Of course, when he walks in, the girls are screaming.
Really imperative for your health on lots of ways that you do take care of your body, and this is part of the emotional calm down. We've done a couples massage before, and it's been great for us.
Great.
I mean, I'm talking side by side.
We do have that as well.
So you have you get mani pedis here?
I actually get the pedis. I'm not a big mani guy.
Okay.
But I will tell you, I like to take care of my feet.
Yeah. You got to. Well, I tell you what, if you've marched, I tell you what,
listen,
the Marine Corps has destroyed
I'll bet.
My
when
feet
you came home from Iraq, I picked him up at Camp Pendleton. He just came back. He said, the first thing I want to do is get a manicure and a pedicure.
Yes.
Did I say that?
Yeah, but I mean,
that
it wasn't true.
Well,
you wanted to have you
may not have been the first.
Earl, you're blushing.
And it didn't. Please don't think of it like you're getting your nails polished. But anyway, so so Wind River, very excited about this. You guys have taken over the management and this beautiful spa that you have down there, and this is inside of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and we love the fact.
You go right through the hotel lobby, and you'll go straight to it.
Fantastic. All right, so we're really excited about that, and that's why I'm here to tell you about it. Make appointments and do it now.
Do you have tickets to give away for this weekend at all, or they all been given away?
No, it's all been given. I'm sorry.
Okay, they're all given away. We're all done.
So I'm out of here. I just wanted to talk about this new exciting.
I want to hear what Gary says about some of these things that are happening in the world right now. Just for everybody's edification, next week probably the county's going to go on strike. So the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, which is an important office, the only person there is going to be Tommy Key, who is the the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. He can get you two DD-214s. He can help you with some simple things, but just remember, it's just going to be him there. The Health and Human Services. These are all going to be not the management, but all the everybody else that works and makes it happen.
Right.
All the specialists, all the record keepers are probably all going to be on.
So what is the strike based on? Because I don't know enough about that.
Well, on this one is there's three things. They had like seven things. And it went into arbitration. And there was three things. One of them is I guess the rank and file paid $26.50 per pay period for something that the management doesn't. And they say that's not fair.
Gotcha.
It's got to do with health. Yeah, the front line. And why aren't they doing it? And then one was a 3% pay raise a year for 3 years. Anyway, there's three things. The arbitrator said seven of the things, no. These three things, okay, move forward with them. And then they went in and the county staff or the county board of supervisors said no. So now the county says, okay, fine, we're going to strike for a week. So it's not paid. I mean, everybody gets – it's unpaid leave when they're doing this. So if you've got anything going through the assessor or the permitting process and it's really big, you might want to see if you can get it signed today because it won't be signed next week has to be done.
That brings up something I saw on the news today about the wages and things. I don't know if you saw it on Channel 7 this morning, but it was about – the comparison of private sector to government sector jobs and the wages, and it was pretty amazing that it actually showed that the private sector makes half of what the government sector makes in this study.
In this area?
Or just nationwide.
Nationwide.
So it was really – I mean, it wasn't surprising to me in some areas because I've talked to some – like, for instance, IT, I've talked to people in that area, and they've told me that they could prove that it would be cheaper to contract that kind of stuff out. But it was just interesting. And then when we're talking about the strike.
Well, you know, we talk about some people. Now, Tommy said one of his employees that answers the phone needs a raise to bring her to the minimum wage. So there's a lot of them out there that are, working at, probably the same wages that our people are working. I mean, the civilians are.
Right.
But when you get into higher management, when you start adding it all in, you're absolutely right. It used to be that you would work for the city, the county, or the state, or the feds. It'd be lower wages, but you had a kind of a guaranteed retirement.
Exactly.
Now you've got a guaranteed retirement. At 30 years, it pays you 100% in some cases.
That's beating some of the private.
That's just killing them on it.
And then we wonder why we have issues with – our budgets and that kind of stuff.
And then the healthcare thing, you get in the CalPERS. Well, CalPERS just readjusted their percentage again, which means we're going to pay millions more down at the county and city level.
Well, that was all based on investments that were never going to reach that percentage. So, yeah, that's a bummer.
Now the economy slowed again. It's under 2%. And for the last quarter, it was under 2%.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
And then yet the stock market just hit 20,000 and it's staying there.
Which I dug.
Dug that one.
My 401k was liking that.
For people that have a 401k. Anyway, okay. And then the last thing is the pro-life march in back in D.C. today.
Yeah, I saw that.
They expect – this could be record crowds. They could have over 650,000 women there.
That's amazing.
Do you see it anywhere in the news?
It's not on the front page.
It's nowhere in the record search.
No, when I saw the crowds this morning on the news, I was amazed, but also not. with the issues that have came up, you know, around that issue. And it's cool to see that.
Well,
you know?
And the thing is
that, that many Hubbard, people are stepping up.
If you see this, but the thing that's also amazing to me is mainstream media. Why don't they have, I mean, are they going to have, you know, big coverage like they did for the march last Saturday?
Of course not.
Of course not. I mean, it's just, it's, I just find it so interesting. Anyway, okay. When we come back after the news, we're going to have Jack Potter, who is chairman of the Redding Rancheria.
Yes.
And is going to be here talking about Indigenous Peoples Day. And we're going to ask him about a few more things, too, that we'll see if we can get Jack to
He'll open up.
I'm sure he'll open up. See if we can keep him contained in here then. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Pro-lifers are showing up in huge numbers on the National Mall at this hour for their annual March for Life. One of those faces belongs to correspondent Wally Hines, who says this year's march will make history. Wally?
For the first time ever, a sitting vice president will be addressing this crowd in person. The White House confirming yesterday that Mike Pence will speak. Pence, of course, has been at the forefront of the pro-life movement for years, first as an Indiana congressman and then as governor of Indiana. Pence has called Roe v. Wade the worst Supreme Court decision since Dred Scott. Following this rally, the annual march down Constitution Avenue past the U.S. Capitol to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. Wally Hines at the March for Life in Washington.
Verizon is said to be taking a look at a possible merger with fellow telecom giant Charter. Here's Linda Kenyon.
The Wall Street Journal reports Verizon CEO Lowell McAdam has approached officials close to Charter about a potential deal. Charter's interest in such a deal, though, is unclear. If both companies do agree, the deal would likely be met with questions about potential antitrust issues. Charter Communications is currently valued at $80 billion. Verizon is valued at $199 billion.
During the campaign, Trump was critical of the proposed $85 billion merger between AT&T and Time Warner. He said that as president, he would not approve it because it would consolidate way too much power. Law enforcement officials in Sumter County, Florida, have thwarted plans for a Columbine-style attack today on a middle school, and they've arrested two boys ages 13 and 14. Rumors about a shooting began circulating Tuesday. The students were questioned. Guns were found at their homes. They're charged with conspiracy to commit murder. And President Trump gets to see a friendly face today when he meets up with British Prime Minister Theresa May. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A federal judge has declared Ohio's new lethal injection process unconstitutional and delayed three upcoming executions.
The ruling by Magistrate Judge Michael Merz follows a week-long hearing over the three-drug method Ohio planned to use February 15th on death row inmate Ronald Phillips. Merz rejected Ohio's use of a sedative used in problematic executions in Arizona and Ohio. The judge also barred the state from using drugs that paralyze inmates and stop their hearts. Phillips was convicted of sexually assaulting and then killing his girlfriend's three-year-old daughter back in 1993. Bob Agnew reporting.
However, no problem in Texas. A man convicted of committing a 2002 fatal robbery at a Dallas area sandwich shop after he was fired from his job has been executed in Texas. The execution is the second this year in Texas, the third nationally. The punishment was delayed several hours while the U.S. Supreme Court considered multiple last-day appeals. He showed no remorse, did not apologize to his victims' families. Town Hall News. President Donald Trump is holding fast to his belief that the U.S. needs to readjust its trade and border security policies with Mexico. Here's Bob Agnew.
In a Friday morning tweet, Trump wrote, quote, Mexico has taken advantage of the U.S. for long enough. He adds that what he called massive trade deficits and little help on the very weak border must change now. Mexico's president canceled an upcoming visit on Thursday after Trump signed an order jump-starting construction of his promised U.S.-Mexico border wall. Trump has also ordered cuts in federal grants for so-called sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrants and a boost in the number of Border Patrol agents and immigration officers pending congressional approval. Bob Agnew, Washington.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin having a one-on-one over the weekend. Putin to speak by phone with Trump tomorrow. The Kremlin is applauding Trump's promises to mend ties with Moscow, which have plummeted over the Ukrainian crisis and the war in Syria. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Linda Bott, and Gary Hayward, who is my co-host today. And Linda is flitting in and out. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567.
I'm flitting this
You're
morning.
Flitting in.
How does the flit look?
I like that. I mean, you know what? You've got the nicest flit I have seen in
a
long
flitorious.
Time. Yeah, I like that flit.
Never mind. We can go. We can really go on this. 846 degrees in the downtown studios. How's everybody today? Our highs are going to be 60. Mostly clear tonight with our lows about 37. Tomorrow calls for a high of 62 with our lows of around 39. Sunday is going to be, our temperatures are going to be sunny with our temperatures around 66 with our highs on Sunday, and Sunday night mostly clear with our temperatures around 40. As we progress through next week, well, we get into a little bit of rain again on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday according to our 10-day forecast here. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Let's go to the phones with our Wells Fargo advisor. Oh, my God, 20,000. Are we still there, Susan Eastman, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red, but we still have a Dow that's over 20,000. The Dow is down 24 points at 20,076. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 2,293, and the NASDAQ composite losing 6 points at 5,648. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 9 cents, trading at 23.34, Ford up 4 cents at 12.41, and Bristol Myers Squibb up $1.55, trading at 48.36. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 47 cents at 34.95, Cornerstone Bank at it's flat and trading at $12.85. Bank of Commerce, no change, priced at $10.05. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 2.49%, and commodity prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $4.60 an ounce at $11.88, silver off 9 cents at $16.83 per ounce, and crude oil down 63 cents at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Susan Eastman is First Vice President of Investments at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-243-7561, and she knows what she's talking about. She's had great, great, great results in her investments and with the people she helps. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking for that special something for your loved one, there you go. Don't even have to worry. Just go in there and say, I'm in trouble because of this. And depending on what level of trouble you're in is what you can buy when you walk out there. I mean, we know about this, right, guys? So, yeah, I mean, I've come out of there with Brighton bags. Sometimes it's just, you know, just jewelry, just nice little things. But they know how to rescue. And guess what I can tell you? February 14th is quickly approaching, and if you kind of didn't quite hit the home run at Christmas, Here's your chance to redeem yourself.
Get that I couldn't grand see slam. You getting in trouble, Carl.
Oh, you can't see me getting in trouble? Whoa. Anyway, Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Great place. Okay. Gary Hayward, of course, is my co-host, and he is the general manager out at the Wind River Resort and Casino. But bigger than that, he's the president of the Rancheria Development Corporation. And thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, yeah. I love this show. Yeah. I was coming in just to see you. I get to see you when I come here. So well, you and Linda both.
Well, I tell you, but now we also have Jack Potter. You're and chairman of the Rancheria. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. Now, originally this thing to have you on was to talk about tomorrow and the event that's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we're having the Standing Rock Coming Home. It's four local tribal leaders, the chairman of the Pitt River Tribe, the director of Life Center, Kellen Sisk, the chief of the Winnemums, and Jack Potter, chairman, myself, of Redding Rancheria. We're going to be speaking about the issues that are happening out to Standing Rock. All of us have went at different points throughout the occupation, and we're going to bring some of our views back to the local community so they could have a better understanding of what is going on out there in Indian Country.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, because when I talked to you, and you were on your way out there, and so many people, I mean, at first it was kind of a small protest, and then it just seemed to gain legs. I mean, it just seemed like more and more people. What can you tell us what was the gist of this? What started all this?
Well, they planned a pipeline, and
Now they is a corporation
DAPL,
or the okay.
Dakota Access Pipeline.
Okay.
That's what the pipeline's called. It's
right.
Owned by certain oil companies and stuff, and so okay. That was the one that was going through that area. So it's called DAPL. And they never negotiated with the tribe and stuff. And so the tribe was all, hey, you've got to talk with us. We are a sovereign nation. We're a government. And so then it kind of came to a standstill, but then they started pushing forward, desecrated some of their burials and sacred sites. So some of their tribal members went out there and stood since, I think, April of last year. And then it just got further and further out where it became an international issue.
Now, the Corps of Engineers were involved in this thing too, right?
Yeah, the Army
because
Corps of Engineers.
Because the Corps of Engineers had to give the okay
right.
For
yeah.
for the pipeline to proceed. And from what I understand is the pipeline was right on the edge of the reservation, crossing the river.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
I believe it's
the
Missouri River.
The Missouri River. Yeah. Lake
right.
Owyhee or Owyhee.
Right. And yeah. Was it going to be underneath the river it was going, or was it going to be
yeah,
over?
Yeah, it was going underneath about 100 feet.
Okay, so they were going to dig straight down
and then
put 100
feet sediment.
Underneath the sediment and then back up on the other
yeah.
side. But they didn't talk to anybody. And this is the water supply for the whole, for the nation.
For
there.
The entire Standing Rock Sioux tribe plus other reservations, the Cheyenne River Sioux. And some other reservations down the river, plus a lot of non-natives. There's a lot of farms out there
uh-huh.
in the heartland of America, and so it would not only affect Indian water, it would affect water for all people.
Everybody downstream.
Yes, and I think that's okay. where it grew from just that handful of grassroots people, because water, everyone needs water, not
yeah.
just the natives. You know, even the plants and animals need it. And, you know, that's where we get a lot of our food. That feeds the American people.
Yeah, it's a breadbasket of America right. is up there. Well, you know, the other thing too is the next big war they said is going to be the water wars.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, for sure.
and being at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and the base there, they have found that the water's been tainted for decades.
Oh yeah.
So badly that they're sending out I don't know millions of requests for people who have been stationed there over the last 20, 30 years, 40 years, maybe 50 years.
Are you doing okay?
That have been, well,
just kidding.
Well, no, but I did. I was stationed there for like 6 months and, you know, just drinking that water. But it's like people that, were, you know, we have East Coast Marines and West Coast Marines. A lot of them have a tendency to stay around those areas, you know, get deployed and you go someplace else, but you kind of come back to that area. Some of them have been living there for years and they were having birth defects. And then they started, you know, going back and trying to track it, and they have found that the water was bad, you know, through whatever it was, things leaking into it. And now they're trying to treat these things. And it's like treating Agent Orange. I mean, that happened back in Vietnam, but now it's affecting grandchildren.
Yeah.
Right. So when you start talking about water and the chance of your water being tainted with something, I mean, it's a lot more than just, the Indians are just mad, you know, because they didn't talk to them. No, there's a lot more to it than this.
It's huge, and I think something that really – and this is something we deal with all the time, and people don't hear about it because most times it's smaller issues, right, Jack? The sovereignty issues are much smaller.
Correct.
And so what happens is the government continues to forget about the relationship, the government-to-government relationship. And in this case, I think they really underestimated where the tribe was at. And I think the great thing about this is the tribe didn't just force this negotiation because of their – they thought about the greater United States, because the impacts downstream were not just the tribe. They were thinking about the water supply in general. And I think that's something people really need to think about. It wasn't just about the tribe. It was about
the Missouri River is the largest aquifer, the largest water system in the United States. It takes care of about 30 states, all the states in the middle from up there at the headwaters, comes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And so all of those, not just Dakotas, but everything below it will be affected.
Right. Okay, I'm here with Jack Potter, who is the chairman of the Red Indian Rancheria, by the way, an elected position.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, it is an elected position where it used to be a kind of get together, good old boys and say who's going to be this. I don't mean to put it like that, but
the membership elected Jack as the chairman this year, and that's the first time it's happened in probably forever.
In our history,
history.
It's always just been you would hold elections, and then the council people,
seven
votes and you were in, or if you got the most of those seven, which usually was four. But this time the membership took control, said they wanted to vote for their chairman, and so our entire voting membership voted.
And I must say it was unanimous, and I was one of the ones that voted for him. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Unanimous?
It was
everybody
unanimous.
Voted?
It was everybody voted that was there, and it was majority times 10. I mean, it was
okay.
He had it.
Well, no, I know when you came on, it was kind of right after that, the last time you were on, Jack, and you were just kind of like,
my people believed in me and were, willing to back me up, and that it wasn't just I got four votes and I was in.
Yeah. That's it.
It added validity to my post that I'm doing all right in the eyes of the membership.
Yeah. Well, but that's big validation. Yeah. On that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Okay, let me tell you something. I was just down there the other day, and I think I may have talked about it, but I built a semi-automatic rifle.
Is it legal?
It's legal, and it doesn't have a bullet button on it, buddy.
Oh,
and it
nice.
Looks like it looks like a black gun, but there's just a change in the stock and a couple other things, and it's legal. It's not an AR, but you know what? It shoots .308,
nice.
And it's magazine fed. And the way you're going to find out about that is you head on down to Bosty Arms and say, hey, what kind of rifle did Bott get down there, Carl Bott get from you guys? Because he's got all the equipment there. And I can't say enough about it, all the help that he gave me in machining some of the screws that didn't quite fit, because I put together a bunch of parts. I say I put together. I stood there and I helped. I would screw something.
You directed the process.
Not much direction there. But anyway, Bosty Arms, he's got all different types of guns, places crowded all the time, great gunsmithing, everything you possibly want for shooting, all the accessories there, plus classes and CCW and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Jack Potter and Gary Hayward.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you, they're the best HVAC people in the whole area. These are the people we use. Martin and his people out there. He's a veteran, and a lot of his people are veterans that work at Alliance Heating and Air. They do it all. Their guarantees, warranties, they have it all right here in Northern California and in Shasta County. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right, I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is my co-host. And Gary, of course, is the president of the Rancheria Development Corporation.
Yeah.
And Jack Potter here, who is the chairman of the Redding Rancheria. I mean, I've got the two big guys here.
He's the main dude.
You know what? A heat tab in here could set back the nation for a long time. Jack is here to talk about let's talk about the tomorrow, the indigenous peoples, or I'm not sure if I got it right.
Standing Rock comes home.
And it's going to be when and where?
Tomorrow at the United Methodist Church in the community room at 1825 East Street in Redding from 3 to 5. PM is the forum, and then 5 to 6 is a potluck of music.
Okay, now these are people that were there at Standing Rock, including yourself, and you know you went several times, and the other people that are here, and how the nations from this area went back to South Dakota, and why was that? I mean, we talked a little bit during the break how it kind of seemed to touch a nerve everywhere, but why did you all go back?
I went back and I wanted our membership to go back because one day it's going to happen here in our country, right here. We're going to have to stand up and fight against things like this. And the only way to learn is get there on the front line and, you know, do it. And we have a whole new generation of people that weren't from that era, you know, like when we were young, it was the land claims and everything. And so they were protesting and everything, fighting that thing in Indian country. And so with these new younger children growing up with more easier lives, you know, you got to educate them somehow, and so why not take them back there?
Yeah, a lot of people haven't been in protest.
What I thought was cool, Jack led the group back there, and it's our kids. It's a younger group that's going to be taking over for us one day, and
yeah,
I thought it was really powerful, and the way Jack coordinated it couldn't have been better. I mean, it was awesome. So I want to thank Jack because I was really proud of how it was done and the fact that he led the process. It was awesome.
Now, the questions are that it wasn't on tribal land, but it was right along the edge of. I mean, it's like it abutted right against. But the big thing was is that everybody just assumed that this was okay.
They assumed it was okay. And really, if you look at it from the Sioux perspective, from the Standing Rock people, it is on tribal land because it's on a ceded territory that was part of the Fort Laramie Treaty. Uh-huh. But then the United States government backed out of that because that was when gold was found at the Black Hills. So then they pulled out of that treaty, even though it was negotiated. And they actually have monies in a bank account for the Standing Rock Sioux that the Standing Rock Sioux have never took. I think it's like $300-something billion now, where it's accrued interest. They've never accepted that. And so the Sioux say that land is still theirs.
They have billions of dollars in that?
Yes, and this is how
they've
devoted.
They've never accepted it.
They've never accepted it. And so that shows you that this tribe is serious, that they're not going to just be offered a certain monetary compensation for their land. If they've refused that, and it's been sitting there since the 1860s, and it's accumulated interest, and they still have not accepted it to this day.
Wow.
Even though some of them may be living in poverty and everything.
Yeah, and if I can say this, is I've been up in South Dakota a lot, and I've been on the reses, and I tell you what, sometimes it's unbelievable what's up there.
It's going back. A lot of the conditions too are
getting worse.
It's much different than what people would think today.
Yeah, I mean the rate of suicide among the young people there is, mm-hmm. I think it's the highest in America. Perfect. And I mean it's just it's hard for most people to imagine unless you go back out there. I spent a lot of time on the Navajo reservation and then up there in South Dakota. My friend was up there and we went through there a lot. And it's you have to almost see it. To really realize where that is. I mean, it's just very tough up there. And then you get the weather. You all went up there and you hit weather that was – you were talking to me on the phone going, this is not – well, you didn't say it exactly like this, but it was kind of like, this is not a fun day.
Yeah.
Like 30 below or something.
Yeah, it was crazy. And without having trees, that's one thing I noticed. I was like, oh, my God, these Indian people don't got no trees in their country, and it made me really appreciate coming home to my country and, you know, seeing the trees and everything, but I felt bad. I was like, you know, you felt that wind just cut through you and everything, and it was like, my gosh, how are they out here just doing this?
Yeah.
But because of their belief system, and they believe they're right, and they got to protect their water for their future generations.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, good morning, Carl, Gary. I get nervous when I talk, so I'm going to try and get this out. Anyway, I grew up on the north side of Center Valley. I'm 60. Back in the 60s, we used to hike up Saddleback, and we used to just hike. Anyway, up Moody Creek, way up past the fig orchards, you know, we found Indian burial where they dug up graves and stuff, arrowheads all over the place and whatnot. And they're talking of building this rock quarry up there, whatever. Anyway, a couple of years ago when they were really pushing that, I was told to contact James down there, your brother or
James Hayward.
Yeah, James. And I spoke to him face to face and told him about, you know, this burial site up there where they had dug, and you know, there's arrowheads all over the place, and if they can put up some, you know, fight against this, because this, they're gonna hear soon as, you know, that they'll try and want that rock quarry put back up there. If you guys are going to put up a, maybe investigate that, because there is, you know, a burial site up there, not just a camp, but you know, where they had dug graves, and, you know, this is back in the 60s, but they had dug them probably in the 30s and 40s, you know, you know, these graves, you know, getting artifacts or whatever, but he said that, you know, he might, you know, look into it or whatever. Then they backed off on pushing that
quarry,
and I'm just curious if they bring, you know, they might bring that back up if EPA regulations are lifted or whatever.
Okay. All right, Randy.
Thanks.
No, bye-bye. Thank you. I guess, you know what, there's probably a lot of areas around here
Oh yeah,
that,
more than people know.
Yeah,
and they
okay.
and it's people stumble onto them occasionally as well.
Yeah,
and there and what's nice now is there's more protections now for that. When things do come up like that, they're required to contact the tribe.
Yeah, to find out who the most likely descendant is and stuff, and then they send people out to monitor and make sure it's done in a respectful way. And
sometimes you can't tell, so it's just kind of like, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is, you know what, this is just kind of like a big Wind River show because I got another next Thursday, the 2nd of February, Linda will be at Overtime Lounge.
Yes.
With her act. It was, last month was her first month there at Overtime, and it is just fantastic. Tables there, lighting's great. You're going to have a great time. The food's, of course, superb, as it always is. And Linda will be there from 6 to 8. And we'll be singing there with her group, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And, you know, great jazz. Come on down and have a super time. Give them a call at 243-3377 and get reservations because it was filling up. A lot of people coming in there.
It's a fantastic show. And everybody,
it's a great show.
After they go, they're like, wow, we got to, you know, they want to come back.
Yeah.
It's
and
awesome.
So that's going to be next.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, next Thursday. And I tell you, we're there and we have a great time. Everybody has a good time there. Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here at Free Fire Radio. I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is my co-host today, and Jack Potter, who is our guest, talking about things that are going on with the Rancheria and other things, different events that are coming up tomorrow. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward, my co-host. Our guest is Jack Potter today, and he's chairman of the Redding Rancheria, an elected position that he just killed everybody. I don't mean that literally, but he won the election very, very well. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in the world. Man's Last Stronghold, right there at... Can I say that? It's the best haircuts in the
world.
It is.
I'm going after this?
Yeah, I'm new. You're not going to get any better than that. It's a veteran-owned business, Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans in our favorite barbershop.
D.C.
there.
And Tim.
D.C. and Tim. You. Well, D.C. got a knee operation.
Yeah.
There's a new guy that they had.
I wish I knew his name.
It's Cliff or something like that. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right. Now, Jack.
Yeah.
All right, we've talked about, you know, being at Standing Rock when it's 30 to blow and all this. And where do you see the Rancheria going this year, 2017?
I think that we're just going to keep going up, up, up. And, you know, we're going to be facing things, the unknown. We don't know as natives, you know, with the new election and Trump and everything. He's doing some, I don't know, bold moves. That's dealing with Indian country. He's put a gag order on the Department of Interior saying they can't communicate with tribes.
He's put a gag order on everybody, I think.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Across the board.
Until we put our people in there, no contract signed. I don't want you going out to the media making pronouncements because, you know, until the new to the new bosses are in there.
And so that's kind of, you know,
kind of weird.
Unsettling for Indian country because. We need to have an avenue that we can, you know, go to, and no other administration's really done things like that.
What about the Department of Interior now? The person they were talking about was a congressman out of
Montana,
a former SEAL, by the way. And
so a lot of the tribes in Montana are pushing for him to.
Seems like he's kind of a common sense kind of guy.
And it's always good if it's somebody that has tribes within their state because then they have an understanding of Indian issues and they've had working relationships with the natives and so they have a better understanding. When you get those political appointments from states that have no tribes, you know, that's never dealt with native issues or anything, it's kind of difficult because then you've got to really educate them and that takes a few years.
Well, and that's going, yeah, so... But Trump may be here for a long time.
It appears on from the surface and from we've got feedback. He's a good guy, for both sides.
Yeah, the guy for the because he's from what I understand too, he's his own man.
Right.
And it seems like Trump is appointing people that aren't going to be afraid to give him their viewpoint, like Mattis and Kelly,
right?
And Tillerson. I mean, Tillerson they don't like it because he's you know the head of Exxon. But my gosh, here's a guy that runs the biggest. Company, one of the biggest companies in the world would be the Secretary of State. I don't think he's afraid to tell Donald Trump that, you know what, we're barking up the wrong tree here.
They're definitely not yes guys.
Yeah, I like that.
Not the norm, which is good.
As long as everybody is on board and goes forward and moves us forward like that. So right now then, so the nomination for Department of Interior kind of, you know,
looks
like it could work.
It looks like it could be a good fit for Indian country. At least he understands, you know, Native people and... You know, I don't really follow elections or anything, but I think, you know, he is our president for the next 4 years. I was wanting Hillary because I was wanting to be the male Monica, and I was going to be her intern, and I was going to be wearing a blue shirt. But
I don't think anybody's ever heard that before, Jack, but thank you very much for that. Maybe too much information because, you know,
I was waiting for that.
Everything that you say here, of course, is, you know, it's been streamed to the world. Maybe Hillary's listening right now.
You never can tell. I believe, you know, with Trump not having no political.
Linda just walked in and went,
with no political, you know, ties as to where Hillary has had and, you know, has a long reach back 30, 40 years. You know, he's just a common citizen, even though he's wealthy. He just may be good for the economy and the American people. He'll be thinking like a common citizen.
I hope so. I hope he thinks like a businessman.
Yeah. And
if we ran our government like you run the Rancheria, in other words, you have a plan.
Yeah.
Right? You've got a 10-year plan.
Yeah.
And you've got goals in this 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And then you achieve those goals. Wouldn't that be nice to have government to have something like that and keeping the cost down? That well, says
and attorneys aren't making the decisions because they don't.
Business, you know, that you're saying, okay, this is right for my my tribe. In this case, it would be right for the American people, and let's just keep this under budget and let's get this done. So
that makes too much sense, though, Carl.
Well, that, you know, that is, you know, here and I want to throw this out because, you know, is I think it's time, though people will argue with me about this, that Reading has a strong mayor. I think it's time that we change our form of government here, and we don't have to go to a charter to do this, that we go to an elected mayor with vision that can push this city forward and give direction and have a vision and push forward with it. Because right now we have a, I'm not saying they're not good people, but it's a group of people. Mm-hmm. You know how that works.
And I mean, you just automatically get what if the you next had, person in line gets the spot.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what if you what if you had to, every time you made a decision, and I realize you work through your boards and all this, but they also give you a lot of leeway, and everybody's you've got them all on board with doing it this way.
Well, it makes me work harder. I'm going to ask Jack. Jack can probably attest to this. Yeah. This was the first year that we elected the chair. The people elected the chair. And I'll bet you, and Jack can say how he feels, it probably made him think about it a little bit differently because now the people are saying, you're the guy, you're the leader. And then he's feeling like, wow, it wasn't just the four guys on the panel. That,
there's pressure there. But
there's
people
who really believe in me.
Yeah. But now you're chairman of the whole tribe.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got Gary, though, is the president of the Rancheria Development Corporation. So you two obviously have to work together.
Yeah, we're two of the strongest men of the Rancheria with a combined height of 6 foot.
Yeah. He's not kidding.
Okay. And together, that's pretty powerful.
That's pretty powerful. but if you look at Gary, so his arms are also about 6 feet around, too. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've got a couple questions. I know the government can be pretty narrow-minded, especially the Forest Service. I've had dealings with them. But couldn't they go around the reservation? And also, couldn't they build a bridge or a pipe, the pipeline over the river where it could be daily monitored, so if it was leaking, they would be able to, you know, correct it right away. So, anyhow, that's my question, just to go around it and maybe build a bridge.
Okay.
Anyhow, I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks. So what he's saying is, you know, the one thing you said is, okay, let's take it out further. And they said that that's possible, but it's going to cost a lot of money. And the other one is to put it up over the river where you can see it, so if there's any leaks in it, you can fix it right then.
I would think that would be, it's a good idea, but then I think maybe having it above the water would be more dangerous because then it's just going to hit the water right then instead of, you know, they say they have systems
that can tell you if there's
a leak.
That
can detect if there's a leak.
The other thing, too, is I don't know how big the river is right there. And do they have, like, boats going up and down? That would be the only thing.
It's wide. I wasn't expecting to see such a wide river. I was like, you know, I always thought Sacramento was big. And, you know, when I got back there, I was like, the hell is this? I thought it was a lake at first, but
we got to get Jack out of California more. You know that?
It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, the Mississippi.
Yeah.
When you say river, we think of like our river. You can see
the Mississippi.
Across.
Yeah. No, Mississippi is can be a half mile, a mile wide sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. But those are solutions. One, I think, would make everybody happy is just, you know, it's going to cost money, is to bend it out so it goes down further.
Well, I think it goes back to the beginning of this thing. That was something that could have been vetted in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, but they left out the input of people that it was important.
That it was going to
pay. Yeah, because if they would have consulted with the tribe like they did with Bismarck, you know, and Bismarck said, no, that's too close to our aquifer. So then they, went this way right through the Indians. If they would have just,
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, they sat down and negotiated with Bismarck. Bismarck said, no, it's too close to our water. And so they rerouted it. They should have did that, you know, with Bismarck and the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. And then
the
people of Standing
phase.
Rock, could have said, no, it's too close to ours. And then they could have looked at a third option, made both entities happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'll tell you, the dealings we have with the city and the county, when we get together in the beginning, we vet that stuff out, and we've worked through some issues that some of them were one-sided, and at the end they were all-sided, and it worked out.
Well, you've got to be able to do that. I mean, you know what? And if it's – and here we go back again into vision and the ability to work and to deal with people that of different sides here. And if you're a good businessman and you're successful in anything, I think you've got to be able to see the other side of it and then be able to find a way to make consensus. It's not like the military where you – okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, let's go. But you can do that in the military. But when you get out here, you got to be able to see the sides, reach and get people on the same sheet of music, and keep moving forward all the time and never lose sight of that plan. Here's where we want to be. So,
which is something the tribe focuses on, and we've talked about this before on the show, is several generations ahead of us.
You've got to think
everything
that.
We're doing right now isn't about what we're doing. It's about what one day our great-great-grandkids are going to be doing.
That's right.
What we're doing today.
You know? That's correct.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It doesn't get any better than that. A veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst down there, whether it's a chip the size of a dime or a crack over 26 inches in length, he can fix it. He guarantees his work. And I tell you what, he fixed a crack in my windshield, 8 years ago? Still can't see it. And I can't get any better than that.
I've used him a couple times.
Yeah, and he's just great. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. All right, we'll be right back with Jack Potter, chairman of the Redding Rancheria, and Gary Hayward, who does everything else. So we'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, February 17th on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Gary Hayward's my co-host today. He comes on every so often here. I'm always glad to see
back.
You.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I think, man, I think we're just going to have to schedule something so that I make
We can do it on a monthly basis. Just have you here on that day, and we'll try to hold you.
Because every time I'm here, I love it. It's fun.
You do a great job. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman that can repair anything that you can bring in there that sits there and ticks or doesn't tick, which is why you should be in there. They have all types of jewelry in there, estate jewelry, everything. 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is where Linda goes. She just loves it in there. It's open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Okay, our guest is Jack Potter, who is the chairman of the Reading Rancheria. And during the break, we talked about, because somebody called and said, what about jobs? So let's kind of go through and cycle through everything that's going on with the Rancheria, with the new plans, where you all are heading this year and in the near future.
Well, we have a wide variety of different job opportunities from the tribal side, which are more secretarial, governmental type jobs, right down to like our Head Start. You know, there's teachers and teachers' aides and stuff. And we are going to be looking for dental assistants and stuff because we're expanding our dental facility over at the Liberty Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center. So if there's anyone out there with dental skills, come apply. We're going to be opening that up at the end, first week in February, I do believe. And then with our potential new expansion out to I-5, we're going to be needing a bunch more jobs there, from housekeepers to card dealers to slot attendants, just to a wide variety, custodian, janitorial.
It's going to be at least double and a half what we have now.
So, the new place.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, on the staffing. So we'll be looking at another
place. Plus, you're going to need people for the old place because of things you're going to do there.
Right, which we're working on a plan there. And, you know, I think just this last year alone, we added, combined with some of the gaming, we added at least 70 to 75 jobs just this past year and with the things we're doing.
I want to announce bingo. Okay, never mind.
You don't.
I won $100 at bingo.
Did you?
Went in there.
I'll tell you what, that's the one job you couldn't pay me enough to do, to announce bingo.
Try to keep that one straight, because you have different rules. Because I used to remember bingo was like one little card, but now you've got like
it's crazy.
Six cards or eight cards you have to keep track of.
You can do 240 cards at one time now on an electronic bingo pad. 240 at one time.
Okay, electronic, because when it comes out, it will automatically mark it for you?
It automatically dobs your number. B13, so he calls it, it dobs it on every card.
When you have a little card there.
They do that, too. We have people who...
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy, but...
That's when I played on. You have the sheets of it. You have gray, red, jean, all that. Yeah, I actually won $100.
But they are a different breed of person, the bingo person. Me and Jack started in bingo when it opened, and they're... But I will say this, too. They are why we're – that was our staple.
That was the staple because they show up all the time.
And we will never get rid of that. That's something we –
on Thursday nights. And maybe every night. I don't know.
Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's fun every now and then, but I don't think it's relaxing, personally. Yeah.
It's not relaxing. I mean, to other people that maybe do it all the time, it is. But I mean, you're sitting there and it's, what was that? And then if you say it – bingo, too soon, doesn't count, and then they call the next one and somebody else gets it. I mean,
Well, if you call it too soon, you might get jumped. You know, you better watch out. The rest of them are rating.
That little ladies over there whacking you. Okay. All right. So we're talking about, doubling the jobs maybe on that as it opens up. And then plus, what else? What else is coming along with y'all? Of course, those are pretty big things.
We're working on our 10-year plan because was it a year ago that we had our, what was it called, the vision?
Yeah, it's
So the government officials and the executives and, you know, with Gary on his side and stuff, we're all working together to try to move our next 10-year plan forward.
It's our third 10-year plan.
How have you done on the first too.
We've surpassed them.
We've accomplished everything we said we were going to do.
And then some most times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been great. And what we do with our plan is we get input from the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
We get input from the community leaders, from community representatives.
Tribal members.
We get the
tribal
youth,
government officials.
The youth are involved. And so it's not just the council, per se, and the directors of the businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the greater.
It's everybody within Shasta County, everybody
so
that's here.
You want to hear
because
what
it's not
thinks.
Just it's not right. just the tribal members that are going to be benefiting. It's the entire Shasta County,
well,
greater
yeah, and,
Redding area that will benefit.
And let's talk about that a little bit, too, because sometimes people forget that you know, we're getting ready to have this big costume event. It's called, you know, circus. And I'm when's that going to be? It's like March.
March.
Yeah.
First weekend of March. First Saturday of March.
I just can't wait to see what we're all going to be dressed like. But here's the thing is that since this has started, y'all have given $2.5-3 million, or is that low?
It's closer to three.
Back
to the community, plus other things that you all support. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, anytime I call you about a veterans event or anything, you all roll right in there. And plus, there's so many other things. One Safe Place.
We hold veterans very high. People out there don't realize how many. Well, you do because you're military. But a lot of Native Americans served this country over the years.
Yeah, they have.
And proudly.
Yeah.
And we believe in our military 100%. You know, and in our freedom has to do with that, as you know, Carl.
Yeah.
And I know, but.
Sometimes people forget that, but no. But you all are always there to support that. But you've done a lot of other things here in town, and I would just like to, you know, and you get thanked all the time, and I do it every time you hear. But what you've done in the healthcare for this community when you opened up that other clinic, you know, you opened up the first clinic,
yeah,
you know, for the tribe and for employees of yours, you know, quality healthcare place. But then you opened up that second one. For everybody that was on Medi-Cal, you didn't have to be a Native American. It was just for people that are Medi-Cal that needed help, and you're seeing 6,500 people.
Well, and there was a need. And we got to give some credit to Glenn Hayward on this one, because he brought that forward and put the plan together, and the tribal council immediately saw that was a great thing to support.
I just saw Glenn yesterday. He was having a dinner lunch with some people over down at Clary's. And but all of them looked like they were in the health industry,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, this is just – and he's been on the show. I mean, this is just something that you all have done that you didn't have to do.
Right. And it's been awesome because what he's brought is he's brought his private experience into a government setting, and he's balanced that to work for everybody.
I don't think – like how you said, you know, it's something that we don't have to do, but I think it's just something that's instilled within Native Americans that we have to do, because even though we're living in modern times, it goes back to our traditional beliefs that, you know, when you have guests coming into your country, you feed them and take care of them and provide for them while they're within your area. And so, you know, people may think that it's Redding, it's Shasta County and stuff, but then this is still Wintu country, and as Wintu people, we have to take care of all of our guests that come through our territories.
Wow.
So it comes
the first
from
time, yeah, it's the first time I've heard
space.
That one. Yeah. You come from a bigger space there.
Yeah.
Way bigger. And, you know, that's something I'm going to take this real quick minute to thank Jack, because Jack has stepped up as a leader of this tribe. And I don't mean just as being the guy, the chairman. He goes above and beyond. He's on the road continuously, which is things a lot of people don't have time and can't do. And I'll tell you what, without him doing that, we wouldn't be pushing forward the way we are. So, you know, I want to thank Jack on the air for all his efforts and what he brings to the table. And he has a great historical picture that he carries around with him that a lot of people don't know about the tribes and the history of the area. And shoot, in my family, he educates me on things because we're related.
Thank you, Gary.
That I've learned about.
That I've learned about myself and my whole family because Jack knows where all those secrets are.
He does. He really does.
Well, you know what? And you are. I'm not sure because he's
most of them are good.
Don't forget either because you're on the road a lot and there's a lot of meetings. Y'all were just down in Sacramento and then you were at another conference. But I'm sure there's going to be some things at the national level. Now here's the thing I hope with Trump. He didn't go to anywhere, I think, in California except Redding.
Not that I know of.
I'm not sure he came into any place except Reading, and you know, and it was standing room only here.
Yeah.
I hope that that signifies that he's willing to help industry up here. You know, to maybe reestablish help with the logging. You know, let's start. You know, let's start thinning out the forest or taking down the ones that are already burnt. You know, to reestablish that, to get into biomass, but also to, you know, help with some of the regulations up here. So, you know, maybe that, and maybe that way we can all move forward like you all have.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot. And, you know, thanks a lot for coming by, Jack.
You're welcome. You guys have a good morning.
Well, I know you're real busy. And now tomorrow it's at 3 o'clock.
At the United Methodist Church at 1825 East Street. I'll leave the flyer with you if you
we'll put
announce
it
throughout the day. And it'll be a great thing.
I think so. That's where Linda and I got married.
Oh, wow.
In that church.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was a nice church to get married in.
And and can I put a thank you out to Carl and Linda for all the things you guys do for the community, and thank you for all your support. And you guys are out there on the front lines all every day making things happen, so thanks.
We never lose sight that we've got our problems here. We all know that. We never lose sight about what a great community it is. And you know, having you all in here, a lot of the people, like the tutors that came in, the tutor doctor.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, we see so many positive things in our community. Yeah, we see negative things, but this is a great community, you know, and you all have helped make it a great community, as have so many others. So, okay, everybody, y'all have a great weekend. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., go on out to the
Standing Rock Comes Home.
Standing Rock Comes Home down on Pine Street at the Methodist Church there. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good day.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the nation's capital, there is a huge rally taking place this midday.
This generation is coming crying to abolish abortion.
Pumped up by the fact that they now have an ally in the White House, pro-lifers from around the country have converged on Washington for the annual March for Life. Correspondent Wally Hines is in that big crowd.
Tens of thousands of enthusiastic pro-lifers have gathered here on the grounds of the Washington Monument within earshot of the White House for the annual rally and march to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. Heavy security here today because one of the special speakers is Vice President Mike Pence, the highest